I want to share an idea with you that appears many, many times throughout the Chumash, 17 times to be precise, and it appears in this week's parsha also. The parsha begins talking about Bikurim and the halachot of Bikurim that you are going to witness Be'ezrat Hashem this year. Shavuot is day one of Bikurim, and we get a chance to bring Bikurim. You'll bring Bikurim, and you'll learn about bringing Bikurim. It's an incredibly joyous event. But if you take a look at the first source, it says the following: V'haya ki tavo el ha'aretz asher Hashem elokecha notein lecha nachala v'rishta v'yashavta ba mitzvah Hashem, when you have an opportunity to live in Israel. V'lakachta me'reishit kol pri ha'adama asher tavi me'aretzcha asher Hashem elokecha notein lach. You're going to take the reishit. You're going to take the first fruits. Visamta vatena. You're going to put it in a yafeh basket. V'halachta el Yerushalayim. Oh, that doesn't say it. V'halachta el makom hamikdash. Doesn't say it. V'halachta el haramoriah. Doesn't say it. What does it say? V'halachta el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem elokecha l'shakein shemo sham. You're going to go to the place that Hashem chose to have His name dwell there. That expression actually repeats itself 18 times in Chumash, but one of the 18 times in last week's parsha was really talking about an Eved, and he's allowed to live b'makom asher yivchar. It's just not b'makom asher yivchar Hashem. But 17 times the Torah over and over says b'makom asher yivchar Hashem, b'makom asher yivchar Hashem. And not only that, but we have the story of Avraham at the Akedah, or by Avraham Avinu el ha'aretz asher areka. And I quoted, I won't read it now, but I quoted Parshat Re'eh, all of Sefer Devarim is a speech of Moshe Rabbeinu introducing Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. You get a chance to do something every day that Moshe couldn't do, and he had to prepare Bnei Yisrael. Sefer Devarim is the Sefer of orientation. You think you have a long orientation. Sefer Devarim is an orientation. You got to get used to Eretz Yisrael. And in Parshat Re'eh, it's all over Devarim. But in Parshat Re'eh, you're not allowed to bring, once you get into Israel, once you get into Yerushalayim, you cannot bring korbanot in your backyard. Lo ta'asun kein l'Hashem elokeichem. But you have to bring your korbanot. Ki'im el ha'makom asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'haya ha'makom asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem. Etc., etc., etc. And we have to ask the question, why didn't Hashem reveal, this is where the Mikdash is going to be, this is where Yerushalayim is going to be? The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Mem Hei, says the following. I'll read it in English. I don't really feel terrible translating it into English when it wasn't originally written in Hebrew. When it's in Hebrew, you and I are able to read it in Hebrew. But my Aramaic is, my Egyptian Arabic, especially written in the Egyptian Arabic letters, I'm not as good at. So I'm not on mind reading the English. For three practical reasons, says the Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam. For three practical reasons, the name of the place is not distinctly stated in the law, in the Torah, but indicated in the phrase, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. He quotes Re'eh, but it really appears all over the place. First answer: if the nations had learned that this place was to be the center of the highest religious truths, they would occupy it or fight about it most perseveringly. Rambam says answer number one. We see it with our own eyes. If Hashem said, you're going to go to Yerushalayim and Makom HaMikdash, and right there on the mountain, right near the Kotel, right near Nativ, if Hashem said that, all the nations... Okay. Hashem, Hashem, all the other nations would just would not let us conquer it, would not let us own it. This is your, I don't know what this is, Yerushalayim, but I'm going to hold on to it because you like it so much. Secondly, line 4. Those who were then in possession of it might destroy and ruin the place with all their might. The Yevusim in Yerushalayim, if they heard this huge nation coming from Egypt, walking through the deserts, is coming to my hometown, or we'll call it my country, I'm going to destroy it. They're going to conquer me, but I'm going to destroy it first. We can't do that. Thirdly, says the Rambam, and chiefly, every one of the 12 Shvatim would desire to have this place in its borders and under its control. This would lead to divisions and discord, such as were caused by the desire for the priesthood, Kohanim. You remember Tzedukim tried to always sneak in Kohanim? Can't be. Therefore, says the Rambam, it was commanded that the temple should not be built before the election of a king who would order its erection and thus remove the cause of discord. I can't, hold on one second please, I can't tell you where the Mikdash is, because I don't want all the Shvatim to complain. The Yisachar is going to want it, and Zvulun is going to want it, and Binyamin is going to want it. When are we going to announce where it is? When there is a king, strong, nothing I can do about it. I declare that Har HaBayit is going to go partially to Shevet Yehuda and partially to Shevet Binyamin. That's it. Sorry Zvulun, sorry Yisachar, no choice. This is what we got. Okay, hold on. I'm going to ask you to hold on a second. Good, beautiful, beautiful. You should know that this lack of clarification of where the Mikdash was caused a fight, caused a rift in Klal Yisrael. One of the more important tragedies in Tanakh occurred because of this story. And I'm referring to the bottom of the first page, the first side, Masechet Zvachim Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet. The Gemara in Zvachim Nun Dalet describes the thinking of the people who had to find the location of the Mikdash. Hashem never told them. Here we go. Amre. By the way, anything in parentheses are my words. That's not the Gemara's words. Amre, I know it from the context, I just didn't have time to quote the whole Gemara. Amre, they said, who's they? David and Shmuel. David and Shmuel said, K'tiv, it says in Parshat Shoftim, if you ever have a problem, where do you go? You go to the Sanhedrin. Where did the Sanhedrin sit? On Har HaBayit. What was the name of the room? Lish? Lishkata? Yafeh, I think you said that right. Lishkata Gazit. So where is that place? Shoftim tells us. Vikamta, you got to get up. Vialita, and you will go up. El HaMakom. And what do you think the next words are? El HaMakom. Yafeh meod. The Gemara doesn't quote it, but absolutely. El HaMakom. Asher Yivchar Hashem. Surprise, surprise. Says David and Shmuel. Milameid shebeit hamikdash gavoa mikol eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael gvoha mikol aratzot. Okay, so I gotta find the highest point. The Gemara line 2 says, Lo havu yade duchte hecha aitu. They didn't know where that place was. I know I've gotta find the highest place. I can't find the highest place. Where'd they go? I'm gonna skip a little bit. To line 4. They quote the Gemara, they quote the Psukim in Yehoshua, that some lands are always, you know, some Shvatim have lands that are up and down, but Binyamin or Yehuda was always up, up, up. So therefore, line 4. Savur Lemivne Be'ein Eitam Dimidale. They felt the first place that they should build it was in a spring called Ein Eitam. Ein Eitam. I passed Ein Eitam this morning. You know what it means to live
in a country that's actually quoted in Tanakh. It's actually quoted in the Gemara. I dropped off one of my children at his yeshiva. He's learning in a Hezder yeshiva about 20 miles south of Hebron. So I woke up pretty early this morning, and I drove him to yeshiva in time for his davening. And on my way to Yerushalayim, the car was chugging along. Why do you think the car was chugging along? Well, I have an old car, but also because I was going uphill. And I passed Beit Lechem. And next to Beit Lechem, about 3 kilometers south of Beit Lechem, is a spring called Ein Etam. Ein Etam is 23 amot higher than Yerushalayim. And as a matter of fact, the spring supplied the water all the way, 20 kilometers, to Har HaBayit. And the Kohen Gadol used to dip in the mikvah from Ein Etam. I think it's amazing. And if you read the Jerusalem Post in May 2015, you would have found that archaeologists discovered a part of the aqueduct that went from Ein Etam to Yerushalayim. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, we're seeing it happening, ladies. It's developing. It's here. Anyway, so David and Shmuel said, it's got to be in Ein Etam. Because you said, V'kamto V'alita, it's got to be in the highest place. Done! But, then they said, Amre, they said, wait a minute. Nitate Be'kalil, we have to lower it, we have to make it a little lower. Kidichtiv in Sefer Devarim Vizot HaBracha, Bein Ketefav Shachain. Who's that about? Binyamin. Bein Ketefav Shachain. He will dwell between the shoulders. My neck is a little lower than my shoulders. Okay, so I'm not going to put the Beit HaMikdash way high. I'm going to put it a little lower. And where was it? The rest is history. Har HaBayit. Beautiful. The Gemara should be and could be over. We've got two problems. One is the Gemara's not over, and two, we didn't explain why. What is behind this? And it's a message for you, and it's a message for me. First, let's finish the Gemara. I'm going to skip a little bit. Last line, line 7. David and Shmuel originally wanted to put it in Ein Etam, but they said, we're not going to put it in Ein Etam. We're going to put it a little lower to Har HaBayit. If you go to Har HaBayit today, or if you look at the Kotel today, the Har HaBayit, you'll see that Har HaZeitim is a little higher. You'll see that Har HaTzofim, where's Har HaTzofim? If I'm facing the Kotel, where's Har HaTzofim? If I'm facing the Kotel, where's Har HaTzofim? Up here. What's there now? Mount Scopus. That was where Rabbi Akiva stood there and saw the fox on Har HaBayit. Ladies, we're living it. We're living it. We're living it. We're living it. Today, Har HaTzofim is the main area of Hebrew University. Yafemeot. Okay. So we're not going to do it. So you saw that it's a little lower. It's Uvein Ktefav Shachem. Ktefayim are shoulders. Line 7, V'al Davar Zeh. On this very machloket, on this very decision to go from Har HaBayit, from Ein Etam to Har HaMoriah, Nitkanei Doeg HaAdomi B'David. You remember your story from Chaf Aleph and Chaf Bet of Shmuel Aleph? Doeg HaAdomi, according to Chazal, was an extraordinary Talmud Chacham. Extraordinary Talmud Chacham. But something clicked, something switched. And he went from being a Talmud Chacham to becoming a murderer. Who'd he murder? Who'd he murder? Okay, good guess. Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky, good guess. Who's Wayne Gretzky? Hockey player. He's famous for two things. He's famous for being the great hockey player. He's also famous for a yearbook quote, an 8th grade yearbook quote. And it's, you miss? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, ladies. Welcome to Shalvim for Women, where we encourage taking guesses. And if you're not wrong enough, it means you're not guessing enough. We're not playing it safe here. We're not playing it safe. A ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not why ships are built. we're going to go out there and we're going to be wrong, but we're also going to be in an environment where it's okay to be wrong. So he didn't kill Shaul, he killed Nov, Irak Kohanim. He killed Achimelech and Nov, Irak Kohanim. Remember that they supported David? And then Doeg found out and had them all murdered? He had blood on his hands. What was the switch? It was this. It was this. It was this. This was the switch. This is what made Doeg flip. Talk about flipping out. Yeah, he mamish flipped down. You know what I mean? That's incredible. What is it? What's going on? What's going on? Talk about flipping. Flip the page. Flip the page to a sefer called Pinnei HaRe'ayah. Who was the Re'ayah? Who was the Re'ayah? Rav? Rav Cook. Re'ayah stands for Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. He did not write this sefer. You know who did? HaRav Moshe Tzuriel Shlita. When I and your father and somebody else, who else went to Shalavim? When I and your father and a few others went to Shalavim, the Mashkiach of Yeshivat Shalavim was a man by the name of Rav Tzuriel. Rav Tzuriel wrote a sefer that compiled ideas of Rav Cook. He also wrote a 5-volume index. He was a tremendous, he's still alive, Baruch Hashem, a tremendous Baki. The key was, you know what it means to talk to somebody who knows Tanakh by heart? It's or the Rambam by heart, Rav Cook, it's amazing. So he listens to what he writes, but he summarizes Rav Cook's idea. Rav Cook says it in a few places. What is going on? What was the machloket between Doeg and David and Shmuel? Let's read these. I'm going to number my... Can I borrow your pencil for 1 second, please? Thank you. I'm going to number my lines, and you may feel free to do that as well, so we can talk about the same line. Thank you, Aviva. Doeg Amar. Line 1. Doeg Amar ki kedushat hamikdash elyona biyoter. Doeg says that the mikdash has to be built on the highest mountain. Why? Because the mikdash, the kedusha of the mikdash, is elyona biyoter. V'hamon b'nei adam einam yecholim lahagia elav. Not everybody. Most people can't get to the mikdash, says Doeg Adomi. Hasagot elyonot, lofty accomplishments, miyuadot liyachidim, lekohanim bilvad. Kohanim are the ones, they are a sect, and they go higher than anybody else. Me, lowly person, I can't get there. Ve'ilu, I'm skipping to line 3. Ve'ilu, this is Rav Cook. Ve'ilu da'ato shel David and Shmuel. Shehakedusha tzricha lehiyot nachalat kol ha'am. Ve'hakohen hu rak mashpia u'mamshich hakedusha le'am. There is something called Kohanim. There is something called Levim. I understand that. But that doesn't mean that only Kohanim get there. Think about some other religions. Who's the really religious one? The one who doesn't get married. The one who doesn't have a job. The one who, in other words, only serves their God. We say, what are you talking about? Everyone is equal. I just learned with Shana Bet that according to Rabbi Soloveitchik uses the expression that Judaism is democratic. Who votes in a democracy? Everyone! It's a democracy. I don't mean that God has a vote and so do you. But everyone votes in a democracy. Judaism is a democracy. What are you talking about that only some people can get there? Line 4 at the end. Vihare kinui kola am hu mamlechet kohanim. We are a nation of kohanim in that sense. Yesoda shel Torah hu shehu ptucha lifnei kulam. Yesh lekulam gishala. What does gisha mean? Everyone has access to it. Hilo bilvad avur kat shel nivcharim. What does kat mean? It comes from the word kita. What does kat mean? Sect, outstanding. Kat shel nivcharim means a sect of chosen ones. Oh, you're a Kohen. You're going to be destined to be holy, and the rest of us lowlives are going to be Chas v'Shalom.
Doeg says, yes, certain people can be great, nobody else. And we're going to put the Mikdash on the highest, highest, highest points. Nobody can get there, except for really few.
David and Shmuel said the following. This is my understanding, standing on the shoulders of Rav Kook. What? Harabait, Hara Moriah, is on a mountain. Hahar Hatov Hazeh V'Halavanon is the Mikdash. Levanon, Yushalayim, Har, right? Har is the mountain, Levanon. You have to climb. Don't get me wrong, ladies. The Mikdash is not everywhere. You can't just go to the mall and find the Mikdash. You got to get there, both physically, but also spiritually. I'm not saying, you got to go. But everyone can get there.
Who can go Lahavdil on Mount Everest?
Certain people. I mean, really certain people.
No, most normal people do not climb Mount Everest.
Harabait is not Mount Everest.
Doeg HaAdomi wanted Harabait on Mount Everest, so to speak.
2, 3, 4, 5 people that I know can go to Everest. I know 0 people, but
we say it is on a mountain. Don't get me wrong. You got to get there.
And it's related to what we said yesterday. Kol HaRotzeh Yavo V'Yitol.
Rav Kook says it beferush.
Said this machloket lamakom asher yivchar Hashem.
I don't know where it is. I gotta find it. I gotta climb it.
But it is accessible to all.
The Mikdash and Kedusha and holiness and spirituality is approachable by all. And what incredible psychology that Doeg, who so revered the Kohanim, the minute that the Kohanim were lowered, what did he do?
Kills them.
Kills them. They're worthless now. How incredible is that?
We don't say they're worthless, Chas v'Shalom.
Everybody is equal in the eyes of God. Look at the beginning of Parashat Nitzavim. It's
Shotrecha, but also not only that, but Shoev Meimecha, Chotzei Veitzecha.
Even the woodcutters and the water carriers, everybody is Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Shotreichem, Zikneichem. Everyone.
But even the lowlife, so to speak, there's no such thing as a lowlife.
That's a human expression. It's a human construct. God didn't construct that. We did.
And Doeg HaAdomi learned the hard way that he was wrong.
Everybody has equal access to the Mikdash. Everyone has equal access to Torah as long as we work hard and we try and get it. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zocha. Have a good evening, everybody.